producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm here. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here, as is normally the case. However, it doesn't sound like I'm on the farm. The cows are not this noisy.
Here, is it?
It's a little noisy.
It is not here. It is a little noisy. We have about 14, 15 different radio programs in the radio row at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, where there is lots of activity for obvious reasons. The two big items of the weekend, the Republican debate on Saturday, the Super Bowl yesterday. We can take our time with either one of those, Jennifer. I'm guessing you probably watched both of them.
Both of them.
Were you in Las Vegas? Did I see some tweet from you in Las Vegas? What was that?
I was actually in just above Santa Barbara in a place called Santa Ynez for a Make America Grape Again wine tasting weekend. And yes, I said grape.
But it was your birthday. Yes, it was your birthday. What the big...
Sure was.
All right, I sent you a nice note.
You did, and I'm going to get to it. I was way behind, and I didn't have a lot of cell service where I was, so
I usually forget those things, and I didn't forget it on Friday, I didn't forget it on Saturday, and I didn't forget it today. So
I'm
three
very
cheers
proud
for
of
me.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a great weekend.
Good. I'm glad you had a nice time. 38th birthday, right?
No, 29th. I don't know if you're your information.
All right, so you watched the...
What's wrong with you?
You watched the debate on Saturday.
Here's my full disclosure.
Your observation.
This was the first debate I didn't watch in its entirety because I was out and about.
It was the first one that I have watched in its entirety.
Yeah, I watched the
birthday weekend for Jennifer.
Yeah, I watched the last bit of it because I rushed. This is how sad my life has become. I've actually rushed back from my birthday weekend to watch the debate.
Really?
But I missed. Yeah, I saw the second half of it. I have to tell you though, in watching those clips, Chris Christie just handed Marco Rubio.
Yeah, Rubio got
to
exactly.
He got what he deserved.
You know, this is what, and even I think I've talked about this on and on. I've never been able to put my finger on exactly what it was that I didn't love about Marco Rubio, but this is it. It just doesn't feel like he's very sincere when he gives his answers. And so the next morning, now yesterday he was on with George Stephanopoulos, who said, "Look, what was with all these answers?" And he goes, "Well, this is just how I feel, George. If it's what I'm saying, it's what I'm feeling. But it's a little too late. You don't."
Phony. And if you want to lose, you vote for Cruz. So that means Jeb and Kasich and Christie.
Cruz shut down. I mean, you saw Cruz, who was coming out. He went in there really as the front runner. Yeah, I mean, not in the national polls, but he went in off of a huge win in Iowa.
Yeah.
And when he had a chance to mix up directly with Donald Trump, he just backed up. It was really strange.
Right. Trump did his usual routine. Actually,
I thought Trump did a great job.
Entertaining.
That's pretty good.
He's going to come out of this very well, I think. A lot of interesting people. Most of the broadcasters here are New England broadcasters. I'm the only national guy in the room, I think. I'm looking around. Yeah. There are a lot of some people from Virginia here, Richie, in Iowa. I see three or four stations from New Hampshire and Boston.
Why don't you tell us what a radio row is like, just so people
That's
get
good,
an idea
okay,
of
thank you.
Where, what you're doing.
What happens here when these are put together, and you see them often at political events, but they become more standard for other events as well.
Super Bowl had one, for instance.
Yeah, there was a big sports radio row for the Super Bowl. What happens, this is a sort of good way to inexpensively, frankly, put a whole bunch of people that are going to do the same thing in the same room so that it isn't as expensive as having one person in a room and the stations have to pay the whole deal. So we all get together and we sort of share the costs of doing this. And then you got an interesting group of people, and all the candidates or people who are involved want to come into the same room where the broadcasters are, and they can go from one broadcast to another, to another, to another. I'm told that, Daryl, that James Gilmore is going to be wandering around here, and I might just want to chat with him for a minute, because I think he's...
No attention at all.
And Daryl Issa, who's supporting Rubio, we can have a little fun with him if he wanders in here. But I don't want to make this the usual political foolishness. There's plenty of that, and you can get that elsewhere. Although, I will tell you, there's something trending on social media that is effective. To go over to the Democratic side for a minute, over the weekend, Gloria Steinem and Madeleine Albright, according to some news media sources, suggesting that young women not backing Mrs. Clinton are either boy crazy or headed for a special place in hell. That's not what Madeleine Albright said, in fact. She said...
Quote, that was
the
reworked
place,
by them.
Yeah, it was a place in hell is for women, those women who don't support women candidates. That's what she said. She didn't say anything about Mrs. Clinton. She said, in general, it is women
Wasn't
not
more
supporting women.
Women who don't support other women, wasn't that it?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Did I not say that?
Candidates. And
oh,
I don't
okay,
think
other
it had
women?
To do with that, right.
Well, you think it's just other women, period.
I think it's women who don't support women. But,
yeah.
You know, we could be wrong. We'll get the clarification. I know you're working on a little digging into it.
I wonder, is that really any better?
Is it any better than saying don't vote for Hillary or Obama?
You don't realize, Rich, is that there is a whole group of women who do not support other women because it has, in the past, been so difficult for, I'm not saying, and I'm not making claims that it's like this now, although in some industries, including maybe ours, I think that it is.
Yes,
it
is.
That there is only a few slots available for women, mm-hmm. and so the competition is so tough that women look at other women as really big competitors, and so they are not supportive of each other. And I think that's when you don't support other women and you don't support finding more places for women in the business that you're in, places that make sense, by the way. I'm not trying to say we need to overdo this, but we need to make it fair. I think then, yeah, there is an issue with that. I get annoyed when there's, and I've seen it a couple of different places in both the radio and the cable television industries where women go after each other because it's like, if it's her, it's not me, and people go bananas.
So there's a broadcaster, I was listening, I drove up from the farm, because it was only like an hour and 5 minutes took me to get up here to Manchester from the farm this morning, and I was listening to the CBS Sports talk station in Boston. There's a lady on the air named Amy... can't remember what her last name
Schumer.
Was.
No. Different Amy.
But she was good. She was a good broadcaster. And she was talking about, obviously the Super Bowl is the deal, so people are talking about the Super Bowl on sports stations, like on the political stations, they're talking about what's up here. And me, who does everything, we're talking about both of them. Woo-hoo! So she was talking about some of the tweets that she's getting from people, because she took Cam, what's-his-face, to task. Yeah, because he was...
You know who also got slammed for that? My friend Larry Elder, who is a talk show host, who is a black talk show host, and he hit Cam Newton for being a whiner.
You racist bitch.
And he got hit with being racist. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. I don't want Madeleine Albright or anybody telling me, because if I don't choose to pull a lever for Hillary Clinton or Carly Fiorina, that I'm against women. That's absolutely not the case. And I don't, you know, and it comes to something very personal when it's to voting, but there's also, we have to remember that people are all just trying to do the best they can, and so in jobs, in everyday life, you kind of have to remember that people are people, and everybody's got feelings, and you can't go after each other so much.
Well, we ought not to, let's put it that way. 14 past the hour on today's Good Day program. It's February 8th on the Good Day program.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably... probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free.
Oh.
That's Wix.com.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Radisson Hotel. I'm looking at the front page of the USA Today this morning, which is pretty much all Super Bowl. The whole thing is the first page you see is a printed version of the Jeep commercial that ran in the Super Bowl.
It was
which
cool.
I find fascinating. That's the whole first page is an ad. And then the game's best ads. Most people don't think many of them were that good. Jennifer, what was your read on the quality of the ads that were in the Super Bowl?
You know, I liked that none of them, there weren't a lot of tearjerkers. I thought the celebrity ones were kind of fun. I have to say, this just shows you how sick I am. But the one that made me laugh the hardest was the Healthy Colon commercial. Did any of you see that one?
The Healthy Colon?
About, with the little
The
character.
Little pink colon?
Yeah.
Who
we were like, oh, yeah, run up and down. It was
and then he
stands.
Ran.
And
he got the line.
And then there's right. another irritable bowel spot that we're okay. just like, what is going on tonight? What is
the one that was weird in the, I mean, that one was just kind of funny. And then the Healthy Colon was on the Jumbotron. It was very funny. It made us laugh. But there was one for opioid users. So it's like, hello, drug addicts. If you are not able to go to the bathroom, if you're constipated, that was weird.
Yeah.
I thought that was really bizarre. Not funny. Weird.
I didn't see them all. I sort of got a report from Meredith as to how they were. She said she didn't care about the game. She read between the commercials. She was reading a book.
There was the Doritos baby commercial that was pretty funny.
I like
the dog Doritos commercial. But I will tell you, when I turned it on, the Alec Baldwin commercial about the Amazon Echo speaker
with Dan Marino.
Quite good.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, right.
You know what was interesting about that? Maybe 2 minutes after that commercial aired, my phone went off and gave me an Amazon vibration that the new Missy Elliott single had dropped because she was in that commercial and asked the Echo for the new to play her new single.
Oh,
and
right.
It
then
coordinated
the guy
on my phone with an update. Missy Elliott's now available. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. That is kind of strange.
Smart.
Yep. It was smart. Okay, so then the other thing, there was a Buffalo Wild Wings problem. They were hit by a norovirus investigation before the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
Can you imagine how many wings they sold? How much maybe didn't sell because of this under the circumstances? It's just kind of one of those curios as opposed to Cheerios. Cheerio! 21 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I have to preface each one of our rejoins because people are wondering, what's the noise? The noise is about a dozen or so talk radio programs going on at the same time in the same room. Hard for me to avoid what the surroundings are, so I just acknowledge it.
You
can hear my voice over everybody else's, and that's it. As long as you can hear me and Jennifer and Richie, that's what's important. Okay,
right.
So over the weekend... Yes, Richie.
Since all of these talkos are kind of on the same broadcast clocks, I'm assuming you all kind of hit the bathroom at the top and the bottom of the hour. That must be
fun. The bathroom was very cluttered.
Crowded at the top and the bottom of the hour during
yes.
the news.
Right, yeah, right.
All of you guys talking to each other.
Yeah. Oh, look over there.
Yeah. That would be...
Okay, let's keep going here.
Speaking of SNL.
The Saturday Night Live weekend update, as we get into the fun stuff in this portion of this hour of the program, the joke on Donald Trump.
Donald Trump finished second in the voting between Ted Cruz and third place finisher Marco Rubio, turning Trump into what he loves the most, a loser surrounded by Hispanics.
The joke about President Obama's first visit to a mosque here.
On his first visit to a U.S. mosque, President Obama called on television producers to create Muslim characters that are not related to issues of national security. Although, Mr. President, if you really want to reach TV producers, say it at a synagogue.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point. Here's a joke about Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz's wife revealed that when he needs to relieve stress, Ted calls her and sings Broadway show tunes. It's something most couples refer to as irreconcilable differences. And by the way, if you're wondering, Ted Cruz's favorite musical is Rent, because he loves how it depicts a young artist with New York values dying without access to affordable health care.
All right, so here's a clip where Bernie Sanders actually comes on the program, even though Larry David is playing Bernie Sanders in this. This is an immigrant on a ship that's run aground, and the obviously the old, well, you hear it in here, the ploy on the rich is part
okay.
of funny.
I hate to prove this, but my father is rich. I come from a wealthy family. Technically, my life is worth more than all of yours put together, especially these women and midgets. So if it's all the same to you, I'm going to pop down in that lifeboat.
Hold on, hold on, wait a second. The 1% getting this preferential treatment. Enough is enough. We need to unite and work together if we're all going to get through this.
Sounds like socialism to me.
Democratic socialism.
What's the difference?
Huge difference.
Huge?
Huge.
With a Y, eh? Who are you?
I am Bernie Sanders Witski. But we're going to change it when we get to America so it doesn't sound quite so Jewish.
Yeah, that'll trick him.
I thought that was quite good. They have great nights on this. Certain parts of the program are really quite good.
Some of it is always funny.
Awful. Yeah, the updates.
Yeah, those guys have grown on me for sure.
They have. And you're growing on me, Jennifer. 28 past the hour here on Good Day. Time now.
In the news, was Hollywood superstar Michael Douglas right that his head and neck cancer was related to sexual activity? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. A major new study out says HPV, the human papillomavirus that a majority of us Americans are infected with, is a huge risk factor for head and neck cancers. Keep in mind, HPV is a known major risk factor for women in cervical cancer. Here's the thing. We can prevent HPV infection with vaccination. The DCOC advice, every parent should vaccinate their children, girls and boys, against HPV. The vaccines already available will do the job. Remember, we're talking cancer prevention here, not encouraging promiscuity. Was Mr. Douglas right about his cancer? Probably. So if you're worried about your risk, check with your doctor about screening for oral HPV infection. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my weekly podcast Mondays on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. Only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings to $1,818 after pay full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy up your reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Checking out everything that's going on before the big primary tomorrow. So here at DougStephan.com, if you go on over there today, Jennifer, you will see today's daily poll, which is, what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl?
Peyton Manning winning.
Yeah, that would be me. So we would choose A, the game itself, or yep. No, actually we would choose B, the final score. C, the music, the halftime show.
That's right.
Let me see, the commercials, or I didn't watch. That sounds like it might be Doug.
Yeah, everybody had to watch. I don't know. Watching Peyton Manning, even though it was a defense battle, Rich and Doug, it was still just a bittersweet moment for me to see him after the game just look happy, relieved. I mean, the last time he was in the Super Bowl, it was pretty embarrassing. But it was fun to see.
Me and my buddy who are watching it, both rooting for the Broncos, screaming at the television because they wouldn't try. They did not trust the offense against that Carolina defense, and they wouldn't let Peyton loose against them. Handoffs, short throws, little dinks, donks, and that was it. They wouldn't throw downfield. They tried it a couple times, but they just wouldn't let it loose. But in the end, it was the right play, and they
won. What did you think as a guy that watches a lot of football? And Dougie, I'd ask you this question, but I know you won't be able to answer.
I watched a little of the halftime show. I watched a few of the commercials. I watched a few minutes of the game, and then I went to sleep.
This wasn't your traditional football game. It was definitely a battle of the defenses. There were a lot of turnovers. I felt it was a little boring too, and almost a little lackluster.
Although,
got exciting.
Section of the USA Today, sports section, life section, second section, business section, all basically suggest the same thing, that it was a big bore. Coldplay was cold, as described here. Some people thought Bruno Mars was okay. Beyonce over the top, the usual stuff.
She almost fell. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah.
Nobody handles it better, though. I mean, she can almost fall and hit the ground and break her head
still
open.
Looks
and she
good.
Still looks good.
Right,
I know.
All right, good day program. I'm in the Radisson Hotel with all the other broadcasters, television and radio all around here. Some of the candidates will wander in at some point during the course of the morning, although most of them are out and about fanning across the state already this morning. It was interesting to see where Chris Christie was on yesterday on Fox, taking a shot or another shot at Rubio. Rubio does have to pay attention to what these other guys are saying. I'm predicting that Trump will win in New Hampshire, that Christie may come in second.
That'd be a big jump in the polls, because right now, in the last one I saw, he's in fifth place. But this is his territory. If he's going to do well anywhere, it's here.
Right, this will do well, and Marco is not looking. I mean, you look at all of the things. He met with a lot of his supporters here in Manchester last night, but it wasn't the kind of excitement. It's really interesting how one person, one experience, can take the wind out of the sails. It's like the old adage, when you're selling something, you can spend years and years and years building up a brand or building an image, and it only takes 1 second, 10 seconds, 20 seconds to ruin it. And I think Rubio lost whatever he had. I think he's just
lost.
It was
not a good minute.
It
was 60 seconds. That's all it took. The rescue was fine, but that's 60 seconds.
In this day and age, though, you know, those 60 seconds, the three repeats that he said,
people made
a montage of it, because it was all about President Obama being delusional, or you're delusional if you believe President Obama, blah, blah. And then they put it together in this little thing that's gone viral, and you're toast. I mean, those 60 seconds. It's a killer.
They'll auto-tune it soon. It'll be out of where he'll be singing it, and they'll be auto-tuning it.
So Bill Clinton is here as well. He's wandering around suggesting that he needs, or his family needs, one more comeback, as it were. Bernie Sanders referred to Mrs. Clinton as a corporate shill. That's what he said in as many words. And this is where he's getting traction, frankly. When it comes, he's not attacking her, but he's going after what it is that most of us feel, and that is the corrupt campaign finance system. He keeps talking about Mrs. Clinton and the money she's gotten on the road and how much she's gotten from this group and that group, and Sanders has only taken a few bucks here and a few bucks there from younger. And I think that's resonating. It does with me. I mean, I'm not buying Bernie Sanders' whole message, but I will tell you, you've been listening to me for long enough to know that I am sick of the corruption, and that's really what it is. The country is so corrupt, and it's because of the campaign finance laws, the corruption of the Supreme Court, the two rulings, starting with Citizens United, but then the other one was worse, and the money that's flowing into these campaigns is obscene. Do you know, I think I said this earlier, in the primary season alone, there's going to be $4 billion. They spent $30 million alone on radio ads in Iowa, for God's sakes. They spent $40 million here in New Hampshire for radio ads. The television ads in the Boston and Worcester and Manchester markets, another tens of millions of dollars, and they're just getting started.
I mean, and then you wonder why there's a backlash for our idea, Dougie, where we have one national primary
right.
day. I think you and I both love this.
Yeah.
It kills places like Iowa and New Hampshire. They make a lot of money off of these early primaries and caucuses. I mean, it's huge business.
Yeah, it
Should
really
we talk
is.
About the candidates who picked the proper winner in the Super Bowl?
The candidates who picked the proper winner.
There were only two.
I didn't know that they were into that. So what
they were asked, I think the last question of the debate was who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And only two picked it. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Chris Christie is one.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Just straight up.
Yeah, I remember.
And then Jeb Bush was the other, and he said the reason he picks the Broncos is that Peyton Manning is a supporter of
his.
A supporter
of his, yeah.
Yeah, who knew?
I thought that was cute. Yeah, well, it is a rock and roll reality here. No question about that. I'm not upset about Rubio. I don't see him and never have seen him.
I've always thought he looked like a puppet. Now we know he is.
Yeah. You know who would be interesting as a candidate for something? Peyton Manning would be an interesting candidate to run for something. I wonder, is there any example other than Jack, the guy from California,
Jack Kemp.
Who is? Yeah. Is there any other football player who's ever been in politics that was successful?
Yes, Steve Largent, Heath Shuler.
I don't know any of those names. They don't ring a bell with me.
Steve Largent was a receiver for the Seattle Seahawks.
Congressman?
He was a congressman. I think up in the Washington area. Heath Shuler was one of the biggest disasters the Washington Redskins ever drafted, and he went down to Tennessee and was a congressman for a couple of terms.
Yeah.
And there are several others. I can't pull them all right out of my head, but yes, very popular.
So, can I just drop this on people? Why is it that we are not doing anything about shooting down the North Korean missiles? Why in the name of God is this, they launched two of them in, 2 or 3 days or something?
Yeah.
And nobody's doing anything. Why did the Chinese shoot it down? Why the hell didn't we shoot it down? So who cares if they put it up? I don't even begin to understand where we're jawboning again at the Security Council of the UN. And they say, well, they condemn North Korea. You think he gives a crap?
Yeah.
That kid about what the United Nations?
He likes it.
Yeah, he loves it.
So why do we let... See, this is the kind of stuff that politicians are going to jump on, presidential candidates, with good reason. Because there isn't any strength. And Mrs. Clinton is doing herself a disservice. The more she ties herself to Obama, I think the more trouble she's going to have, frankly. If she leaves a trail... And she doesn't have much choice because she's part of it, but there's a trail there, and it isn't a good one. And again, the public, when you look in New Hampshire's kind of an interesting, weird state. There are lots of liberals here, lots of conservatives, the old timers.
But they like to be left alone. They don't
want
a lot of
government. But when you ask people about stuff like this, I was talking to the woman downstairs in the restaurant. I wasn't talking about politics. They were talking about the North Korean missile, and I'm guessing she's 23, 24. And she was telling one of her colleagues about the missile and how come we're not doing anything about it. That's what, she's 24 years old, I'm going to bet, 25 maybe.
And they did talk about it during the debates, and Trump jumped on it right in.
Yeah.
And a couple of other people agreed with him, saying China has the power.
Right.
And here he is talking about China.
Mr. Trump, do you have a red line with North Korea? Would you consider military action, and how far would you let them go?
Well, let me say a couple of things. First of all, Marco said earlier on that President Obama knows exactly what he's doing, like we have this president that really knows. I disagree respectfully with Marco. I think we have a president who, as a president, is totally incompetent, and he doesn't know what he's doing. I think he has no idea what he's doing, and our country is going. going to hell. So I just want to say we disagree on that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got mentioned. Can I respond?
No, we're going to move off of this for a second. 44 past the hour.
Did you tell no to Marco?
Yeah, I did.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. Forty-six after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the seat of all the action in New Hampshire. Roger Wilkins, who is the director of Concerned Veterans for America in New Hampshire, is here with me. And also, you're responsible for helping to put all of this together, as I
understand. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's been
good
long.
For you. Thank you. What are you looking for in a candidate? What are you, and are you as a group getting together to back anybody? And
absolutely not. It's not what we do. We're a policy advocacy.
Yeah.
So what we do is we talk to policymakers about veterans policies. You know, that affect.
So how's that going for you?
Well, we had 2 town halls with 2 policymakers, Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
We had very energetic, as you can expect from New Hampshire town halls.
But there's so many issues. The state. This is one of my pet peeves. I talk about this on the air all the time. How basically men and women who put their uniform on, they get screwed by the system. But every contractor who sends a bill to the Pentagon gets paid. However, how do you argue with that? It's outrageous. So what sort of problems are you running into in New Hampshire?
Well, so the top lines that we're hearing from VA accountability, you know, Department of Defense reform,
mm-hmm.
and we also have, reducing the debt. You know, we have a concern that people have about, you know.
Well-founded.
Yeah. If you run it too high, am I going to continue as a vet getting my benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
where did you serve?
Well, for full disclosure, I come from a Navy family. I did not serve. My father and my grandfather were both born in Norfolk, though.
Really?
Yeah, so grew up with a lot of the values service.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, back to the issues that you have at hand. And how did Rubio and or Cruz respond? What was the room like when you had the attention of these guys on this issue?
I think I like to stay optimistic. You know, Senator Rubio has authored veterans accountability legislation. We've had a vote here in the House with Representatives Ginter and Custer, both voting in favor of it.
These are the two New Hampshire congressmen.
Yes,
right.
And
like a Cruz in Canadian, you know.
And it's sitting in the House now under Senate Bill 1082. But as far as I'm concerned, I think the product of those town halls and the product of our advocacy is to get them to listen. Austin rather than to...
So has Trump or Bush or Kasich or Christie been involved in any of these directly or indirectly?
No, we had a limited time that we could do them. We did them in South Carolina, Iowa, New Hampshire. I was only able to get a couple done in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
They were big productions because we wanted a lot of veterans to be there.
Yeah.
A couple hundred showed up, 8 o'clock in the morning on Mondays.
That's an important issue. It really is.
And you know, I would say, you know, we had Governor Bush down in South Carolina, Senator Rand Paul.
Do you get a sense from the members that there is one person that they are feeling good about at this point, or is it too early?
We don't endorse.
No, I'm not suggesting. I'm not asking for that. I just
veterans?
Want to get the sense of the room.
Yeah, I would say that at the end of the day, veterans don't consider this a partisan issue.
It isn't a partisan issue.
That's right. They want access and they want open ears from everybody.
But even, I mean, how is it an issue? That's where I come from. How is it so? And George Bush was the first guy, I think, to really ignore and then pat it. You know, using men and women who are in uniform as a backdrop for political campaigns nauseates me because they say one thing and they do another. And Bush was the worst. Well, I mean, other than whatever Obama's done or not done, but it just starts and it gets worse instead of better.
I think, again, it's not going to matter who's in. It's a matter of whether when they win the election, are their ears open to reform? Do they understand accountability is not a political football?
Do you think if they were in the service, like we even had a guy that was in the service since George Bush, the father was president, I don't think.
Yeah.
So do the rest of them, because they've never been in the service, they just kind of, oh, well.
So you're asking, is there a natural disconnect?
Because, right.
I think that you're going to find, especially with where we're coming from, we just had, you know, a couple of wars. I think that may change in the future. Yeah. We'll see.
I hope you continue your work.
Thank you, sir.
Roger Wilkins, Concerned Veterans of America, New Hampshire chapter here on Good Day with an obvious issue. 51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Nashville, New Hampshire. Lots of technology here, bringing us into our Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel is with us from BuzzFeed, and he's an observer of the industrious nature of those who are trying to make it big, and there are certainly lots of different ways to make it big in the world of technology. We'll talk about the Super Bowl streaming experience that some of you may have had in a moment here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
55 past the hour. You notice how many technical spots we have now? Spots for technology. You notice? I'm just beginning to listen to some of these.
Days of the car catalog are gone, Dougie. Yep.
Apparently they are, yes. All right, so Richard Schemmel is here from BuzzFeed. CBS planned to deliver Super Bowl 50 to a lot of people who are cord cutters, but it ran into a fumbling start. The streaming stalled as the game started. A lot of reaction on Twitter. People... do we expect too much, Richard? Do you think that that's, the stream was dead, then it came back again? But, my God, this is all so complicated. First time they did it. Are we being too impatient? What's your read on this?
I think that we do expect too much, but we also expect things to work properly, especially in a big game like this. You don't expect anything to go wrong. Millions upon millions of dollars are spent for technical things, and to see problems like they had with the halftime show, just with the audio problems, all the rehearsal time, all the time that they had to make sure everything was right, is just beyond belief. It's just beyond belief there would be problems.
Yeah, well, but they got fixed. Any idea how many people were on the stream? I saw some figure 40-50 million. That many, do you think?
I would say that that's probably true. They've got good metrics for that type of information.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, Twitter shut down 125 ISIS Daesh related accounts. Did they let you know that because they want you to feel good about it? Is just the news a fact? What's the reason for this report at this point, do you think?
Well, I think Twitter and Facebook are under a lot of pressure. Twitter said they closed 125,000 accounts, threatening or promoting terrorist acts. And there's really no algorithm to close the accounts, so they have a team of people filtering accounts. It's good PR. It's great PR for them, but they need to do something because there's some lawsuits that have been filed against Twitter on this terrorism.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Google is collaborating with publisher Visual Editions to begin offering books designed specifically to be read on smartphones. Why? Because the screen is smaller? Is this being...
I don't know. I personally could not read a book on a smartphone. I think that the screen is way too small.
I don't see how you read anything on it, frankly. I have my a Samsung, and I can't read much stuff on there.
Kids can. I like reading. You know, really? Here's the thing. Like, if I have a book, which I read on my iPad a lot, and I'm out somewhere, I'll definitely open up the app and pick up where I left off on my phone if I have some time. I mean, it's just found time, sort of.
I noticed, Richard, that Link... Go ahead.
Jennifer, you're younger than all of us.
Yeah, maybe so.
All right, that was worthwhile. LinkedIn stock is dropping like a bomb. I've never been able to understand. I belong to LinkedIn, but I've never gotten it. And apparently a lot of other people are not either because it isn't working, right?
LinkedIn was supposed to be, it's supposed to be the Facebook for business people. And it's turning into more of a social gathering for Facebook for people to promote their products rather than to promote activities.
Getting to know each other.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.